Around 3 in 4 UK emergency department, ED, staff said they experience or witness violence and aggression in their department on a daily or weekly basis. The findings came from a Royal College of Emergency Medicine, RCEM, survey of 2126 ED staff, conducted between 27 April and 31 May this year. Nearly all, 96%, said they had experienced violence or aggression in their ED from patients or members of the public. For almost three quarters, 73%, this experience was a weekly or even daily occurrence. Around two-thirds, 63%, said the incidents were of a discriminatory nature. One anonymous resident doctor told the survey, "Working in the ED, you brace yourself for a lot, but nothing truly prepares you for direct, hateful verbal abuse, especially when it's racially charged." Fewer than 1 in 24% members of staff surveyed said they always felt safe working in emergency departments, whilst 1 in 4, 27%, sometimes felt safe, and 57% felt safe most of the time. Figures released in March from the NHS staff survey of all staff found almost 1 in 7 had been physically attacked by a patient or the public in the last year, the highest rate for 3 years. Meanwhile, 1 in 10 said they had suffered discrimination. The new RCEM survey data is part of its Safe to Care campaign, which aims to highlight how levels of violence towards NHS staff has become intolerable, the RCEM said in a press release. Violence and aggression normalized. Violence was damaging staff well-being and impacting retention. Stress and anxiety affected 3 out of 4, 75%, ED staff in the short term, with over 1 in 4, 28%, experiencing these long term. 2 in 5, 40%, experienced burnout, and 14% took time off work. Violence and aggression were described as being normalized by staff, despite the impacts on their well-being. If left to continue, the impact on the workforce could be devastating for emergency medicine, the RCEM said. It was an appalling state of affairs, which was contributing towards many people seriously considering whether emergency medicine or even healthcare in general was for them, said Dr. Ian Higginson, RCEM president, in a press release. Meanwhile, many staff said they had little confidence that reporting incidents would lead to action, with fewer than half, 41% of staff, who made a report saying their trust took meaningful action. No one should go to work fearing or, worse, expecting to be attacked, intimidated, or abused, Higginson said. Nor should they lack confidence that their employers have their backs or that the judicial system will kick in. Ensure staff are safe. Many survey respondents pointed out that long waiting times, 90%, overcrowding, 85%, staff shortages, 66%, and corridor care, 65%, were making the problem worse. Tackling these issues would create a calmer environment in EDs and provoke fewer incidents, the RCEM said. It called on the 4 UK governments to take immediate action so that ED staff feel safe and are safe to provide care. This should include eradicating long waits, crowding and corridor care, and strengthening security standards to prevent violence and abuse from occurring. For staff, it should include better training, reporting and follow-up, stronger links with the police, and improved organizational accountability to protect and support them. A Department of Health and Social Care spokesperson said that the government had recently introduced new NHS staff standards, which set out the steps that every NHS employer across the country must take to prevent and reduce violence and abuse against their staff. Rob Hicks is a retired National Health Service doctor. A well-known TV and radio broadcaster, he has written several books and has regularly contributed to national newspapers, magazines, and online publications. He is based in the United Kingdom.